And did you want to preside by any of it, or do you want me to take it?
Please take it.
Okay. We will do a roll call to see if we have our quorum of commissioners. Lisa.
Here.
Dick. Mr. Here. Cutler is here, and Elliker is here. So we have a quorum. And our public, we have Stan Hart and Eileen Goldhammer and Mike Mullen. And I think that's it. So our purpose tonight is to hold two hearings, really a rate fee increase hearing and a budget hearing, which all kind of go together. And then the board will be, we have three resolutions to complete our process this year in order to pass our budget. Maybe I'll go over the first resolution. And I apologize, I thought I had uploaded these the other day and I didn't, so I uploaded them. Early afternoon, but we have somewhat minor rate or fee increases. One thing is an additional $25 per month for each vacation rental residence as documented and licensed by Lincoln County ordinances. We have increased the shutoff fee for turn on and off, both for non-payment and or replacement repair of a shutoff valve. We have added late fees, greater than 30 days late, $10, 60 days late, $20. And that would be in addition to sending a disconnect notice. And if payment isn't received, those people would also get turn off and turn on charges. So those are the three items on there.
I would move adoption of that.
Okay, well, we can't do that yet, Dick. Hang on for your motions. First, what we need to do as far as the rate and fee increases is to ask if there is any public comment, because this is a hearing.
Okay.
We have Grace just joined us, I see. So is there any public comment? We have received none by email. I don't think. Let me check. Although, okay. Hearing none, then let's proceed to our budget hearing. For the budget hearing, if you compare our resolutions from last year to this year, you'll see this year's looks quite different. I think I'm finally learning this, but this was one thing that we had sent in our resolution to the Department of Revenue, and they said, oh, you didn't do this quite right before, which means we haven't been doing it quite right for quite a few years. However, so it's a two-part resolution. It's a resolution adopting the budget, and it also needs to be a resolution making the appropriations. And another thing to note is that also in our hearing or our budget notice, the LB1 form, the total amount of the budget as it showed there and it shows on the resolution, is quite a bit larger than we've ever had on any of our previous resolutions or shown, because you're supposed to be reporting all of your money. And since we weren't spending any of our savings account, we were never including that in the total, but you were supposed to, which really makes sense because the whole purpose of this is to be open to the public with what you're doing with all the money. So that would be one thing that would show up differently. And also kind of somewhat related, but not totally, there's a resolution for setting the purpose and review time for a reserve fund. This is something that's required in order for you to have a reserve fund, which we have had. I could not locate a previous resolution on this. And it's something that you need to do at least every 10 years is basically you're giving the board is giving themselves the authorization to set money aside for a reserve. And you need to declare why you're doing it and what the purpose is for it. So we have that resolution. So are there any comments on the budget? We'll open it for public comment. Any questions, any comments? If not, then we can proceed. Now, Dick.
All right, I would move adoption.
Okay, to pass resolution, that would be 2217, adopting the 2022 budget and making appropriations. Anyone want to second it? Or I'll second it, that's okay. Okay, Dick moved and Beth seconded. So, let's see. Commissioner Hall, how do you vote?
Yes.
Commissioner Cutler?
Yes.
Commissioner Ellicker will vote yes. That's three yeses. Motion passes. So, the second motion we need would be to pass resolution 2218, amending rates and fees for 2022-23. Anyone want to make a motion to pass that resolution?
Yes, I would so move.
Okay. You want to second this one, Lisa?
Yes, I second it.
Okay. Okay, voting. Lisa?
Yes.
Richard Cutler.
Yes.
Beth Ellicker will vote yes. That's three yeses. Outcome is motion passes. And the third resolution we have is ...2219, setting the purpose and review for a reserve fund, which is our LGIP savings fund. I make a motion that we pass that resolution. Is there a second?
I second it.
Yes, I'll second.
Okay, 2 seconds. That'll work. Okay, Lisa.
Yes.
Richard.
Yes.
Ellicker, Beth votes yes, so that's three yeses, motion approved. That, folks, is the business that we need to do tonight. Are there any additional comments anyone wants to make?
Good meeting, nice and short.
Yeah, nice and short. Well, I would like to thank our budget committee that worked with us this year. I think, what do we have, 5 meetings total? Everybody did a great job contributing and it was a great process. I really enjoyed it. With that, stay tuned. July 12th, we have our next regular monthly board meeting, Tuesday, July 12th at 6 o'clock. If there's no other business, then we can adjourn. And that would be, okay, thank you. Thank everybody for coming. 6:10, we are adjourned. We know how to make them quick.